Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Chris and Dave's Reality TV Cast. I'm one of your hosts, Chris, and my co-host and very good friend is Dave.
Hey there, Chris, and hello to our listeners out there. Welcome to Chris and Dave's Reality TV Cast. We are covering Love Island UK Season 10, Episode 40. We have got the right episode numbers this time. Now, Chris, where would you like to start today?
It does tickle me that I actually finally call it the Chris and Dave's Reality TV Cast, which is the name, and I've never put the TV bit in up until about 6 months ago, when you kept saying, Chris, it's TV. I was like, oh, yeah. So anyway, welcome, everybody. And so, Dave, it was the battle of the Ellas, a battle we didn't think anybody needed, but I'm here for it, my friend. So Ella won. Was marking the territory. She told Ty to go and box it off. She was having a little pop at him. And he's, you can tell with Ty, he knows the game. He's like, yeah, but we're fine. Yeah, but I don't, he doesn't want to, you know, he don't want to make waves. He knows they've obviously had some, you know, bit of action in the past. They know each other very well. She was having a little dig at him. But then obviously Ella 1 went straight into Ella 2. And I've got to say, Dave, not a good look. She acting like a spoilt little brat. And it's like, you're on Love Island. You brought Uzi back. Ella's come in. Nothing's happening between her and Ty. Yes, they've had a little bit of a chat, a bit of a joke. They know the same circles. There has been nothing so far to warrant this. And this is just pure insecurity. And I love the fact that she's been a hypocrite like every single person in this villa, Dave, because that's what makes it good TV. So what did you think of that one?
Chris, I think first of all, I think this episode was really good.
Yeah, me too.
You know, there was all kinds of shit going on. And we always remember the really big moments, don't we? You know, the coming back from Casa Amor and stuff like that. But I think for things going off, little bits of drama, and, you know, this show is not great when everyone kind of settles into their couples and then they just have a chat by the pool and, oh, look, he's doing the fish into the swimming pool and stuff. But here it's like this fucking chaos. And I have to say, I will come back to Ella 1 in a sec, but Ella 2, right, might be the greatest fucking bombshell I think I've seen on one of these shows, because she does not give a fuck. She's got the memo. She knows what the brief is. She's come in to shake things up. She speaks as if she's just come out of the Playboy mansion. You know, she doesn't speak like a real person. And people like Mitch are just like fucking putty in her hands. But I just think she's had a great impact in shaking things up. And Josh has done okay as well. We'll come back to Josh in a bit. But to your original point, Chris, Ella 1 is a fucking dick, right? Yeah. I don't like her. So I said, like even before Casa Amor, like the toxic couple, I just would not want to be around them because, you know, they have these brief moments of being okay together and then they've fucking got these toxic little arguments and stuff. And, like, not only is Ella, like, you know, again, you're on fucking Love Island. And here's the thing, what really annoys me, Chris, right? This closed off thing, right, has become a thing in this season. If you want to do the hunt the slipper and fucking declare boyfriend and girlfriend, go and fucking do it. I tell you what, fuck off out the show. You're that fucking happy. Fuck off out the show. And you've found each other. That was the dream, wasn't it? You know, find someone. No, you want to stay on and you don't want to declare boyfriend and girlfriend because you know it's tactically too early. You know that you need to time it just right to get that public vote so you've got a chance of actually making it to the final three or possibly even winning it. So the fact that it's so tactical irritates me as well. And let's face it, Ella 2, what's she done? She's done the job of a fucking bombshell, but she's actually done it. She's not said, you know, in the little intro brief, oh yeah, I'm going to tread on toes. I'm going to don't care who I upset and whatever. And then just go in and then fucking slap some sun cream on and sit on the sunbed. She's going in and not giving a fuck about anyone. And I fucking love it. So, Chris, I don't know if that answers your question, but you can tell, you know, and who would have predicted this from our episode 1, right? The fact that we were so jaded And so, like, fuck my life, you know.
Yeah,
yeah, we'll do it, but not going to enjoy it. But yeah, this, Chris, might be my favorite season after season five. And I know I need to go back at some point and watch the previous seasons, and I will do at some point, because apparently, like, I think it's 3 and 4, is it? Or 2, 3, and 4
two and
are
three,
supposed to be
yeah,
really
good.
good.
Yeah, they're good.
But yeah, this one is definitely up there for me.
It's weird as well, because she's done what this says on the tin. The producers have nudged her. Go in there. I mean, I must admit, Dave, Ty's not getting off completely, because he's like saying, oh, yeah, I came in here looking for, you know, all I wanted to find was, you know, somebody, blah, blah, blah. But then watch fucking Toby from 2021. He's one of his mates. Toby's obviously fucking got him in there with either his casting agent or whoever, or he knows someone on Love Island, and he's talking about him, and I'm just like, this is all bullshit again. It's this incestuous nonsense where they you know, instead of just playing it and say, yeah, I'm a mate of this person, that's how I've got in, or we're on the same talent, but whatever. Anyway, I don't believe that for a minute with Ty, but he's done nothing wrong. I'm not digging him out for that. He hasn't done anything wrong in this situation. Ella too, I agree, has been belting. She's been great. And when Ella One was having a go at it, she's like, I'm not having a go. I don't know. I don't know what I, this isn't. I'm a girl's girl. I think she picked Mitch. Not, I think she has picked Mitch maybe because of that discussion, because she doesn't want to come and be popular in the villa. I think if Ella One hadn't had that discussion, I think we may have saw Ty just to piss her off, and that would have been fucking glorious. Absolutely glorious. But yeah, I just think Ella One, the hypocrisy, and it's not just from her. Every single person in that villa, we can see that on movie night, they're all fucking hypocrites when they're defending their friends. Yeah. You know what I mean? They all think it's hilarious until it's them or their friends that has been fucking cheated on or shit on or whatever. So I love it, Dave. But I tell you what is a more important thing, Dave. So, you know, in previous seasons, we've had like the pitch. I don't know if you've seen it this season, but have we seen the cat this season, Dave?
I don't think so.
You know, the little cat, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I will call him. We'll call him Thomas off Tom and Jerry, Dave. Well, I'll tell you what, Dave. I think they need to check the fucking microwave, because Glenn Close, I mean, Abby, Dave, they need to have a little...
fucking hell, I wondered where this was going.
They need to have a look where fucking little Thomas has gone, because Abby trumped everyone on this episode, Dave. Oh, my God, the hypocrisy, the dialogue to Mitch. And I think, you know, we call Messy Mitch, he quite rightly, he got called out by the guys, he's been a bellend. You know, I still love the, why don't you come and upgrade from Sammy? I still stand by that. Mitch is a fucking upgrade from Sammy, and it doesn't take much, but he is, because Sammy's a complete wanker. However, Abby on this episode was gold, Dave, but for all the wrong reasons for me.
I mean, Chris, she went from naught to fucking batshit crazy in a very short amount of time. And it didn't matter how many people were advising her, look, just play it cool, take a bit of a step back. She was doing exactly the opposite. But I think she was, it was borderline disturbing how she flipped, because it was all fun, wasn't it? You know, when Scott was chatting to her and she didn't do anything to shut that down at all. But as soon as, like, Mitch has an option, it's like, oh, well, right, I'll go and close it off with Scott then. Right, now. How about now? Are we okay? And then the morning after, right, have you got clarity now? What? It's like, fucking hell. It definitely fucking Glenn Close, Fatal Attraction stuff there. And the thing is, right, I think, as far as I'm concerned, right, Abby's lost already. But she might have been in with a shot if she wasn't fucking behaving the way that she is. And like, she's actually putting him away. And to the point where I thought it was a bit out of order. I didn't think Mitch had to say, give her the ick. I mean,
that was wrong.
It seemed a bit much.
Yeah.
But what I think it was just clumsy. What he's trying to say is, like, she was giving him, Chris, like, the fucking third degree, because... Like, apparently, I think Ella 2 walked across the pool or something, and Abby's like, you know,
oh, you're looking at her, yeah.
You're looking at her, like, with your gob, you know, right down. Like, when you forgot you've not got sunglasses,
Chris. Sam whacked me, and I did the action man eyes at that stunning girl who walked to the side, and then I got a whack on the head, and I wasn't the only one, my mate did as well, of his missus. Yeah, I'll never forget that. Brilliant. But you do, sunglasses, guys.
Sorry, just let me finish this bit off. I was going to say, that sort of thing you expect from a couple who's been together for a few years or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That level of fucking having a go. So that's what I just thought was a bit mad. And like I say, it didn't matter how much advice she had from people, she just carried on that trajectory. And I was surprised by the end of it that Mitch just didn't shut it down. He sort of left the door open. But fuck me, talk about an awkward hug.
Oh, terrible. And I do think, Dave, as well, that giving her a little bit of slack, Mitch has been waiting for something like this, Dave. This is all his dreams come true, basically. He's like, this is great. I've got two girls fighting over me, because he's been grafting and just being fucking messy as fuck through the whole show. And we even questioned, I said the other episode, what is he still doing there? This is his dream, Dave. He's got a plot. He's got a storyline. And he's front and center now, finally. So I think he doesn't completely get away with it, but his behavior can't be called out considering what Abby was doing. I just was like, oh, this is great. This is marvelous TV. But I think as well, what made it even better was we get to the recoupling. And I just backtrack on very quickly is Katie's response when Catherine and Elon went, she was like, I can't believe Scott's not gone. He's
what
like,
a dick.
Oh, hello, Miss fucking personality, Miss IKEA wardrobe personality.
You aren't even
oh,
a
great.
Couple.
Yeah, you're not a couple. You've been bullshitting Uzi and everyone else since you've been in there. Zach, you're fucking pied off because you're getting paid and you've got a boyfriend on the outside, but you're going to call Scott out. I was like, fucking do one. But anyway,
she did have a little bit of a point, though. I mean, the fact that Scott's still fucking there with not Abby, Amber, is ridiculous.
Oh yeah, what is Amber doing there still? I thought, I didn't know she was even there until this recoupling, because I was like, I said to someone, Dennis, why is your daughter still in here? Because we'd not seen her for episodes, two or three episodes. We talked about Elon not being in the episode. She's been in nothing, and now she's got a little bit of a story going on because off the back of this. But yes, anyway.
It's a funny one, isn't it? The footballer's daughter just happens to be in there longer.
Well,
than you don't think she should really be in there. Weird.
No, I know. But I didn't even know Josh's name until you just said it, Dan. I keep forgetting his name. I just keep calling him Towie Boy, because he just looks like one of the bellends off The Only Way Is Essex. Fucking bellend he is. I don't like him. He's a smug git, and I don't like him anyway. He's getting a bit of a storyline, but Ella, she picks Mitch, which was fucking great. And you knew the camera was going to go on the panopist face, fucking Abby, Dave. And I'm thinking, oh my God, Mitch, you better sleep with one eye open, my friend. And then you've got Josh picks Jess, which I loved, because I think Sammy is the biggest bellend in this show, this series, Dave.
Yeah.
What an entitled little wanker he is. And when they walked off and Josh was like, sorry, I didn't think Josh had to apologize. That's the whole point. Sammy came in as a bombshell. He did the same thing. But for some reason, because he thinks he's fucking big dick fucking kinging there or whatever, whoever the fuck he thinks he is, he's a fucking dickhead, innit? I can't stand him. And honestly, it annoyed me so much. It was so disrespectful. And fair play to Jess. She does call out bad behavior, but we all know she's going to go back to him. This is their test. This is their story arc. He's going to do fucking, I want to be my girlfriend. And we're going to, by the end of next week, fucking they'll be fully exclusive as a couple. However, just to give him a bit of shit was great. So I loved every minute of that.
Yeah, I mean, we all know Jess is going to end up back at Sammy, of course, because 100%. She's got form. But seeing him squirm a bit, you know, was quite satisfying. But also, like you say, it shows that real nasty edge that he's got. And you know, like a spoiled child, you know, it's almost like fucking Abby. I think Abby demonstrates that spoiled aspect. But, you know, I think Sammy is worse in terms of just that nastiness. And like you say, Josh didn't have anything to apologize for at all. I've got to tell you real quick. So I remember it was a few years ago now, probably about 2018 or something. I was heading across, just short break, just going to see my mate in Barcelona, and ended up so at Luton Airport, right? And Luton has got that kind of Essex-type accent as well. And there was like a hen do in front of me. You know, I'm queuing up for the fucking gate and there's a hen do in front of me. Think, you know, for people outside, bunch of Jesses, let's say, with all the fucking Hindu gear on and stuff. And behind me was a fucking stag do. Just like, oh, fucking shoot me, you know, because you got this ridiculous fucking tennis-like banter. It's like, oh, I love, oi, oi, oi. It's like, and I'm just like, oh, I just want to get on the fucking plane, have some sangria or something, you know, just a bit of a quiet one. It's just these two, so Jess and Josh, I actually think would work really nicely. But obviously, she's further along with Sammy. She'll end up going back to him 3 months after the show. She realizes he's a massive dick and they'll split up and whatever. But I do see they're a decent couple together. And yeah, just, I mean, the fact, I tell you what, Chris, not just Sammy on his own. I thought the boys were dicks as well.
I did.
You know, what the fucking show is. And they kind of gave him a bit of the cold shoulder after that whole recoupling.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that the guy, he's like a pack mentality, isn't it? You know, because they've been in there and stuff. Yeah. And they all forget the game when one of them is he's sort of a bit scorned or a bit pissed off. Not just them, the girls do as well. But it's funny, you know, Dave, because we talk about this whole thing with Jess and Sammy. We got a great email from Julie, and I have got a little, and she's sending a bit of tea in as well. We've got three emails today, but I've just want to hit on something that, for some reason, it came up on my timeline on Twitter yesterday, just randomly, this link. But Tink's been on a podcast again when they all, you know, they reveal things. And apparently, Whitney and Katie had a massive argument, so much so that the security had to step in Casa because they were arguing over Zach. And we have seen none of it, Dave. And that's, and Julie's got some tea as well regarding something similar that happened, that Mal has actually said on a podcast. But I didn't know anything about that. And Whitney's been great. I think she's great because she doesn't stand any mess. And she's the one who should win it, whether she's with Lachlan or, you know, they seem quite happy and they're just doing the thing. But yeah, why would you not show that? It's like that because you know why? He doesn't fit the narrative again. This is what happened last week. When Andrew sucked a fucking tit or whatever, we know that there was more going on with the other girl who wasn't even shown on the show at all. The girl, he said he had loads of time with. It wasn't even, I can't remember the name, the one he actually...
Coco or something, wasn't it?
Not Coco, there was another girl. So Coco's the sucker tit or whatever, but the more I say, more childish at 44 years old it is. But there was another girl who he spent all his time at Casa with and he wanted to get with, but the producers wouldn't take that relationship up and she ended up leaving. So she was one, you know, we always say, there's always a couple of them from Casa we never see anything of.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
They were actually really close and nothing come of it. He was more into her than he was Coco. So, why wouldn't you show that? Why wouldn't you show an argument? That's what Love Island's about. Because you know why? It doesn't fit into the narrative of Molly coming back into the show, which is bullshit.
Yeah, which was like fucking pointless anyway. But
well, yeah.
Is it Lorcan or whatever his name is?
Lorcan or whatever his name is, I think it is, yeah.
I think he doesn't get much screen time, you know, because he doesn't seem to have a personality, but I think we just haven't seen him.
Yes.
Really. But I think Whitney, you know, if I was to put my money on anyone, you know, it should be Whitney, but I just don't know if he's the right guy. I don't know if he sort of matches her energy. But definitely when Abby was going off on one, I love the way Whitney calls people out. And she's like, well, you don't have a leg to stand on. And she's like, yeah, but no, it was Scott talking to me. No, he didn't shut it down. So you're part of it. So, yeah, I do think that's interesting that about that blow up. I mean, Chris, we'd have fucking loved that.
I know, everyone would have, wouldn't they?
Stop showing us the fucking volume turned up kissing shit. Give us the drama and the arguments.
What about?
Oh, God.
I fucking hate it. Oh, it's horrible. Anyway, this is the email from Julie. It's the first one today. And she says, hi, both. Sorry, this is a long one. First thing I absolutely agree about, Twitter is just a mass of people talking about how much they love Scott and have saved him because they feel sorry for him. I didn't like the way Catherine spoke to him after Casa, but I realised quickly I wasn't fussed about either of them, so don't really care in the end. I would take 10 messy Mitches over personality vacuums like Scott. I feel that the boys don't like Mitch, obviously because of his messiness, but also because the rest of the boys seem very similar and are all Southern, whereas he's a guy from the North who doesn't quite fit into the way they speak and act. So he's a bit of an outsider. Tariq sees himself as a leader and has had it in for Mitch for weeks and just puts his silly sly digs in all the time. Molly and her theatrics have to go. I watched the cringiest TikTok I've ever witnessed a grown adult do, and it just summed her up to a T. And I'll be honest with you, Dave, I've just watched it, and it's fucking horrendous. It's as bad as that dad and the two brothers. Have you seen it? The family, the three guys.
No, no.
Oh, my God. I'm going right, you're going to hate me. I'm going to send it. It's a bloke, about 6'2", grey hair, mid-50s. Fucking, they've got the cheesiest smiles, and his two sons have got fucking haircuts like Sammy, and they're doing dancing all the time. They're massive on TikTok. They call the family, I think, Dave. Honestly, the fucking worst. I'm actually pulling my hair out as I talk to you about the worst fucking TikToks I've ever seen. Anyway, please, Roy. You know,
oh, no, no, I'm not. I was watching. Have you seen the meme? Oh, it's like someone who's obviously filming themselves is this woman. And she sets up a camera.
Oh, yeah.
And then she goes to move backwards. And it's like, ah.
Yes. Yeah. 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 In the bathroom. She falls.
And then people have done like all these different songs and stuff where they cut her in.
Yeah.
It's like, fucking hell. Sometimes, just sometimes, the internet is such a wonderful creative thing. But it yeah. just reminded me of that with the people dancing.
Honestly, Dave, it's fucking horrendous. I'll send you the link. But anyway, she's put as well, Zach's vague link to fame through his sister must be the only reason she's clinging to him. Not sure if you've seen it, but Mal spoke in a podcast and said Sammy was saying to her really loudly that he wasn't attracted to Jess. And Jess heard it, and it was a drama, but he was never shown producer manipulation summed up. Whitney has to win, even though her partner has about as much personality as a packet of crisps. She tells it like it is, has finally got away from gaslighting Mehdi, and is an absolute queen. Anyway, cheerio, keep up the good work. So, yeah, that's terrible if Sammy said that, Dave. That's fucking awful.
That is horrendous.
I don't know. It sums him up, though, doesn't it, really? Let's be honest.
And it kind of... It's definitely plausible, isn't it? You know, you can see it. Like, he's so... calculating. I still say I think he's a manipulator, so you know, you could see that. Maybe, I mean, he came in as a bombshell, didn't he? So he'd have known that Jess was quite popular anyway from the start. Yeah. So yeah. Definitely a bit of a tactical move there.
No, it is. And the next one, Dave, is from Bex, but she actually asks us a question at the end, which I think a few people have been asking us. So she says, hey, Chris and Dave, my partner and I discovered you in last summer's Love Island. I've listened to you ever since, as we also watch all the reality bullshit and unapologetically love it. We love you because most of the time you seem to have the same opinions as us. So often I want to email but get sidetracked by actual life, but as I have ten minutes, I thought I'd quickly message you. Obviously, you do the podcast the day behind, so I haven't touched on last night's yet. I'll be interesting to see what you think of Abby Mitch, Scott Ella B situation. Obviously, Mitch is a massive tool and Abby was well within her rights to get to know Scott, but the staggering hypocrisy of her reaction to Mitch's date with new Ella, unbelievable. I'm so glad Jess pointed that out. It was only fair she let it happen as she got to know Scott. I think Whitney also said as much early when they were getting ready. I love Whitney, by the way. On the subject of Catherine and Elon getting dumped, so that's definitely... for how she treated Scott, not for switching to Elon. Nothing wrong with that. It was how she was with him after what... and that was what the issue was. And Leah's vile comment about not wanting him. Can you imagine if a boy had said that to a girl? Which is why Leah also got voted off. Nothing to do with the compatibility. Well, that and she's mind-numbingly boring. Not that I like Scott. Such shit chat. But how the girls were was borderline bullying. And folk don't like that. Another one with shit chat is Zach, or should I say Ali G, that accent, for fuck's sake. Him and Molly are just such a weird match. I'm pretty sure that will last approximately 5 minutes on the outside. Looking forward to tonight's Battle of the Ellas. OG Ella and her resting bitch face is hilarious. That girl is incapable of hiding how she feels, and I love it. I really like Jess, but not with the absolute twat that is Sammy. And as I said, I love Whitney, so unless she suddenly does something to piss me off, her and Lachlan for the win. Anyway, that's enough rambling for me. And now finally got round to emailing you. I will probably do it again. Keep up the good work. Love listening to you both. Oh, actually, just on a different subject, this is the question, Dave. Have you given up on Love is Blind? We watched it all quite a while before you started it, but we're enjoying hearing your take on it. You seem to have suddenly stopped, or have I missed it somewhere? Really, that is right. That really is it from me. So no, we haven't, and we keep talking. We're going to get it finished, aren't we? We've got 3 episodes to go, but Love Island's just taken over. But we are committed to finishing it. I promise you, we will. Thank you, Bex. Anyway,
we will definitely finish it. Just not quite sure when, because obviously, you know, like you say, Love Island's taken over for the minute. You know, you're away in a bit. I'm away in after that, so we're trying to queue up. On one of our other podcasts as well, so we just need to find the time.
We will Bex, thank you for you and your boy, thank you very much. And then the last one's from Carol. Hello Chris, long time listener, first time emailing. Firstly, I love listening to you guys. It's a great mix of Chris's getting so excitable talking about the Bellends to Dave's calming voice, a great combination. Anyway, I just want to say the producers completely missed the golden opportunity to dump Sammy once and for all when Josh picked Jess, making Sammy and Deadwood Abbey single. They dumped Molly for being single. They should have done it again and got rid of that Bellend Sammy once and for all and finally set Jess free. Sammy has been going around the villa with a stunned look on his face since he found himself once again in the bottom three and at risk of being dumped. Tonight's episode, he continues to sit and stare into space, contemplating all his life choices, utterly disgusted to find himself single. I wonder how he has realised he isn't all that popular after all, although it still doesn't stop Zach and Tyreek running after him like sheep. Yes, Sammy, three bags full, Sammy. As for Mitch and Abby, yes, Abby is the biggest hypocrite in the villa, but she's completely played into his hands and given him the perfect excuse to push her away so we can crack on with Ella 2.0. Bottom line, Ella 2 is much hotter and Mitch wants rid of Abby. And don't even get me started on Ella's fake voice. Keep up the good work, lads. Carol from Ireland. Oh, thank you so much, Carol. Some great emails there, Dave.
Yeah, I, like I say, I think Abby would be in with a shot, but Mitch is a boy, right? And he's a bit of a tool. I don't really think it's the northern thing. I think it's more the lads can identify tools. And, you know, even when you got a group of mates, Chris, you know, you usually do. You got all different characters, haven't you? But quite often there is someone who's a bit of a tool and you poke jabs at. Usually me. but, you know, I just think the whole pushing him away, but the reason I think that Abby's lost, the overriding reason is that Ella too knows how to manipulate men, right? And she does this, the fake voice thing. It's like, it's almost, you know, when Marilyn Monroe's doing the happy birthday to you.
Yeah, yeah. It's the president.
It's almost like that, you know, it's like, oh, hey, Mitch. You know, Mitch has got no chance. He's going to end up falling. I mean, I don't know. Ella will probably still get to know other people, so I don't know where her sort of immediate future lies. But, yeah, initially it's going to be Mitch. Abby will be gone fairly soon, I think.
I think so. And, Dave, we've had a voicemail from our good friend Joe Russell.
We have. Let me just share this.
And just before we get going, Dev, I just want to say congrats to Joe and the girls because The Secret World.
I secretly recorded my... Oh, no, no.
No, Secret World of Swimming Clubs podcast with a good friends has hit 200 episodes. So congrats, Joe, and to the girls.
Nice,
and it's
nice,
good fun.
Nice.
Sam listens in a lot. I've listened to some of the snippets. She's laughing away there. So it's a great podcast if you do get a chance, guys. But anyway, sorry, Dave, we're cutting you off there, mate.
No worries. So this is in reference to the last episode.
Great episode again, guys. Just want to take you to task about a few things. Firstly, well done on the Scott thing, because I agree with you. There is no reason for him to stay in. And now he's bloody cock-a-hoop, like everybody loves him. And they do. It's social media people who are voting this year. So everybody else can't be asked. So that's why I think he is doing very well. The thing I want to take you to task on is your view on Catherine and Elom. And I understand why you might think it's because they are both of colour and that happens a lot on Love Island. And I understand why you've said that. And I think it is a point to watch out for. What you're forgetting is they are dull as shit. We don't know Elon. We've not seen much about him. We've not seen him on camera a lot. What we have seen bore off. Catherine, two-faced hypocrite, can't be asked. That's why they've been voted off. And your theory about it's because they're both black, I totally get it. I'm not discounting it for other series. But when Whitney wins this, oh my God, it will be a dream, because she is the only one that I would have the time of day for. And I think the girl will do it. So you might want to rethink that, boys. Love you.
I mean, what do you think of that, Chris?
It's interesting because obviously doing the podcast, Dave, you know, we're two middle-aged guys, and there's been a lot of things we've been educated on and what the world perceives and things like that. And I think what Joe's saying, a lot of people have said that to us since our comments the other day, but it has been, unfortunately, a common theme with Love Island. So that's how I saw it at the time. However, I can also see what Joe's saying and what a lot of other people have said. No, it's because Leah was horrible to Scott, as the email said today, Dave. And obviously, Catherine was just being a complete hypocrite the way she approached it with Scott. So, yeah, I think Joe's got a great point. I still think, I think, unfortunately, there is this, you know, underlying thing with the show and with people in general in the UK. But yeah, that's maybe that's the more realistic thing, but it's a hard thing to navigate. And I do appreciate everyone who has educated us, and we've educated ourselves, Dave, haven't we, on this show, dealing with so many diverse cultures on such a ridiculous TV show.
Yeah. And look, it's not that easy, is it, to talk about, you know, but I also don't want to stick our head in the sand. And I think there's a few different things going on here. So in isolation, I do kind of agree. I don't think they offered a lot. But you can't take it in isolation. And this happens again and again. The second thing is, you know, one thing is the popular vote, right? That is one thing. But then it seems like the producer choices give the people of color the short end of the stick. Because, you know, I can't remember the girl's name. You know, she came in and she came in as a bombshell, and then she was given a choice of two people. Both were bellends, and then she didn't have another chance to recouple, and then she ended up out the villa. You know, a few seasons ago, there was a girl of color who got voted off on day one. You know, so there is this constant trend of the producer choices. That I think I am, I don't know, uncomfortable calling out all of the above. I think that's it. Because Elon and Catherine, it was just like, right, don't let your ass hit the door on the way out. And then everyone else, let's get around the fire pit. Well, hang about, why can't we go, you know, bring everyone around the fire pit and we do it there?
Yeah. Oh, why vote the other couple out exactly the same way? That would be
that's
the
what
same
I mean.
Just do that. Probably random test.
Unconscious bias things maybe from the producers, but I'm sorry, but I do think there's something there that needs addressing.
You know what would be even better doing that, Dev, and I agree with that. I do agree with, honestly, I do, is if they'd done fucking voting them off while they're all sat around the pool, or one of them swimming or something, and went, we've got a text, right? You're both out, pack your bags and fuck
pack
off.
Your shit.
Just had me breakfast. They've had me fucking he's just made me fucking scrambled egg like he's fucking Gordon Ramsay here and thrown it around the pool. What's going on? So that would be even better. But anyway, thank you for everyone's opinions. We appreciate it. When you're right, Dave, I think you tackle that very well. If you want to email us, guys, cdrealitycast@gmail.com. If you want to follow us on social media @cdrealitycast, please go to Facebook, Chris and Dave's Reality TV Cast. As always, if you do get time, get over to your podcast catching up and drop us a review on the show. We do appreciate it, and we'll read them out as well. So thank you, guys. Patreon.com/CD Reality Cast if you do want to support us a little bit more. So the roll call of honor for today is, and a big thank you to Amanda, Larissa, Helen, Macy, Nicola, Emma, Fiona, Cassie, Megan, Kate, Maggie, Kristen, Zoe, Gillian, Keith, Helen, Brianna, Chloe, Noreen, Joanna, Libby, Katie, Dee Dee, Susan, Tracy, Lockie, Lulu Green, Lauren, and Ken Gustafson. So thank you so much, guys, for all your support. We really appreciate it, and some great chat and some great feedback as well. We love talking about this nonsense.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, sir. Thanks to all our listeners out there. Thanks to everyone in the world. And we'll speak to you next time.
Bye.